Say it.
It's tizzy time.
Period. Okay, so since Alexis did my intro for me, yeah, it's tizzy time. I know Alexis just yelled at me and was like, you're not consistent. You need to be more consistent. I'm not consistent, y'all. I mean, life is consistent, but hobbies and time is not. Time is not consistent. I don't care what anybody says. It's not a consistent thing. If you have time, you have time. If you don't, you don't. You never always have time. You never always don't have time. Time is on and off. It's not consistent. But today I'm going to be talking about basically how you should get in tune, and basically talking about like religion and like spirituality and just becoming more in tune with what you want to put into this world and what you want to do in this world versus allowing the world to do for you. So I know it kind of sounds judgmental, but I promise I'm not being judgmental. I just feel like a lot of people nowadays. Yes, I muted you. Second. Mute yourself then. Mute yourself. And I'll tell you when to unmute when you could talk. Because this is like, I'm dueling FaceTiming with FaceTime. So basically, I have a guest on live on FaceTime. So basically, what I'm talking about today, like I said, is getting in tune with yourself and being in tune. So this is how I'm going to start off. So I talked about last podcast how I was super in tune with myself and how I started meditating and lighting candles and etc. And I have. And I've been super consistent on my spiritual journey. So about a couple weeks ago, my cousin came to my house. And my cousin, she's dope. Follow her on Instagram. Her name is Anna Reads or Anna Reads Tarot. But if not that, it's Bravo Anna underscore 15. Follow her because she's super dope. She does my tarot readings and everything, and like they're always on point. Like, and I definitely suggest people going to get readings, tarot readings occasionally, because don't sit there and ask though, like, oh, in the future, am I going to be smarter or am I going to be rich? Because that's not how tarot works. Tarots work to basically get you on path and aid you in, you know, seeing where you're faltering or seeing where you can do better. It's not for mind reading or being seeing into the future. And that's one, like, preconceived notion people have with tarot readings, which is definitely not true. So anyway, she came to my house. She, for one, gave me sage to clean my house, and she lit up incense as well to, like, bless my house in a way. She also, she also went in and basically gave me a white candle, which is to, well, a black and white candle. So the black candle is to rid of negativity, rid of, like bad juju, just remove anything you don't want in your life and in your perimeter. And then a white candle is for your fruitions and what you want to occur in your life. So we did that. She also gave me a bath, like a spiritual bath for me to take. So I'm like healed, not healed, but put a hedge of protection over me and just aid me into my everyday. And funny enough, a couple years ago, like growing up, I wouldn't even say a couple years ago, but growing up in the black community and growing up with African-American parents, that's kind of frowned upon. But I feel like knowing that my cousin is in touch spiritually is an amazing thing. And it's only three people in my family who are super in tune with themselves. And it's so funny, these are the three people who are definitely, like, to other people, antisocial or don't want to be around too many energies. But that's my brother, that's my cousin Shalise, and that's my cousin Deanna. And, like, a couple months ago, I'm like, why are you guys so antisocial? Recently with my brother more so, because he's been in tune, but like he just really started getting in tune with himself. I was like, why are you not talking much? Why are you not doing this so and so? And he basically said to me, like, my words are something special. My words are something that people should take in, and I'm not just going to waste my time giving my gems to everybody. And I felt like that's something that's super true, and that's something that should we all should apply as well. But after that whole, like, with my cousin coming over and giving me the spiritual bath and giving me the candles, like, not that I changed anyway, because that's not how it works, but it has me moving towards a path where I don't really want to be out of touch with myself or out of touch with God or out of touch with what I need before others. And I feel like everybody should be that way. I also feel like it's important to say your prayers at night and say your prayers in the morning and thank God for everything. Funny enough, little things like waking up in the morning, showering, being able to walk, being able to drive and get home safely and get to your destination safely, those are things people take for granted. However, these are super important things that we should always be thanking God about. Even the fact that you can wake up and you have sight, that's amazing. You have breath, that's amazing. And I feel like that's things people take for granted, and we definitely shouldn't. Even if you don't believe in a higher power, you don't believe in God, and you feel like destiny is in your own hands, which I definitely disagree with. Like, who are you? Like, funny enough, not to stray, but I used to talk to two people who would say, "Nah, I don't believe in God. Like, I'm in control of my own life." And it's like, if you're so in control of your life, why is your life still so shitty? Nah, for real. Like, Alexis, don't laugh. But it's true. Like, if you're so in control of your life, why don't you have everything you destined for? Either A, you're not working hard enough if you have all this power, or B, give, not even B, A is give thanks to where it's needed. Give God his thanks and give him his bread and his flowers. You're never that awesome to sit there and be like, "I don't believe in God because I manifest my own destiny." You manifest your own destiny, but you still don't have shit going for yourself. So that's kind of contradictory. So, what else do I want to say? I feel like I'm talking about a lot. But, like, yeah. So, basically, being in tune and being spiritual, like, you have to really decide where you want to take your path. And these are the four gems I'm going to drop. One, if you want to have fun, but know your limit. Like, anything that's harmful to your body shouldn't be consumed regularly. Like, smoking all the time, drinking all the time, eating fast food all the time, just things that you don't need to do all the time, I feel like you can curb yourself from. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're a smoker, if you're a drinker, it's hard to quit, but I would say long-term, definitely quit. Like, if you have a drink every so often, like you have wine once a week, or you decide to go out to an event and have a margarita, fine. Like, that's social drinking. But if you're out just buying a bottle of Patron for yourself to drink on a Monday, I think it's time for you to put down a bottle and really assess your situation. Same thing with weed. Like, if you have an eighth and you're smoking, say, for example, once a week or twice a week, or you're having one blunt around people to be social, that's fine. But now if you're smoking eighths by yourself and you're still not getting high, that's something you have to think and get in tune with yourself. Like, and it's not, and people go, right, and then, huh? What you said? Being high is fun. Don't get me wrong. It is fun, but, like, you know what's funner? Having a healthy body when you're older and being able to say, you know what? Huh? Yeah. I stopped smoking about a month ago. Funny enough, social settings, like, I'll smoke, but, like, by myself, I'm not smoking. So, I totally quit smoking by myself because, like, it's not healthy for me. It was never healthy for me. Like, I'm a person who got surgery on my neck. You understand what I'm saying? I have half a thyroid. So, with this pre-existing condition, I shouldn't even be doing half the things I do. But I do it anyway because to me, that was fun and I was enjoying myself, but it's really not. Because say when I'm 40 or 50 and I only have one thyroid and I did all this detrimental stuff to my body, what's going to happen to me? You know what I'm saying? What's going to occur? My health is already down 75%, down 50% of a person who has a full thyroid. I only have half of one. And people don't realize how critical every body part is. Every single part of your body is important. Your tonsils are important. Your 32 teeth are important. Your body is important. Like, that's another thing too. I'm not judging anybody who gets surgery, but me personally, I would never get any cosmetic. You getting a BBL? I mean, that's on you. Like I said, I'm not judging. That's your body. You could get a BBL. But me personally, after getting a surgery that was life or death, I will never sit on a table for fun just to wake up and have a body to make me happy. And what I do want to say is I don't care what anybody says about, oh, I didn't get my body done or I didn't do this to please other people. But you kind of did. You didn't do it for yourself, because if you did it for yourself, you wouldn't be showing your body off. You know what it looks like. So for people to sit there like, oh, I got my body done or I did this for me. No, you're doing it for others. At the end of the day, our society is built on the sufficiency of others and the approval of others and the opinion of others. And with social media, that only adds to that vanity and adds to I want to look good for others. I don't know if anybody has seen my social media accounts. But I don't post pictures of myself anymore, because why? Why do I need the approval of my peers? 9 times out of 10, the peers I'm doing better than. And I say that very humbly. I don't think I'm better than anybody, but I definitely think I'm in a place different from a lot of people that is better than a lot of places people are. And like I said again, I say that humbly. I don't think I'm better than anyone. I'm a humble person. Life can pull the rug under my feet at any minute. But I know the work I do and what the life I work for. And at the end of the day, nobody else is working towards the goals I'm working towards. But you can. And this is what the whole point of the podcast is, getting in tune with your true self. My goal one day is to have my own TV show. I work towards that by doing a podcast. You understand what I'm saying? And then when I finally decide to branch off, I definitely want to get onto YouTube. But I just can't get with looking good every day or having a certain look or being on camera every day. But that's something I have to get used to, especially if I want a TV show. But now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I'll be cool with people just hearing my voice on the radio. Like just being like Joe Rogan and having a bomb-ass podcast and people just hear my amazing voice and sometimes see my face. But nonetheless, getting in tune is basically about being your best self, really focusing on you and doing what you need to do and not worrying about what other people think. And that's a big thing. And anybody can sit there and be like, oh, I don't care what people think. I don't let other people's influence or other people's words or thoughts influence me. But you do. And we don't even realize we do. I catch myself, and I'm going to be totally transparent, I catch myself being upset that I see people outside having fun. But what's the definition of fun? Shaking your ass in the backyard, getting drunk, smoking. That's not fun. That's the perception of fun. That's what people our age are defining as fun, but it's not fun. Yeah, we see celebrities doing it all the time, but those celebrities work hard to have that lifestyle. What are you doing to believe that you should party and have fun every weekend or every single day during a pandemic, nonetheless? But even besides a pandemic, during a regular schedule year, what makes you feel like you are, one, improving or doing so much in your life that you should be having fun? Or two, what do you feel like you're doing for yourself that you can go out and have fun? And like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I'm definitely not judging anybody. I just want people to be in tune with their best self. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Travel. Go around the world. There's so much more to life to do than staying in New York and upkeeping an image to look popular on social media. And it's so funny. My brother came to visit me today. And he said, yo, you sound like Kanye. Because I said, you out here pretending and putting on a life to improve, Huh? Yeah, Justin's back. Justin Bing came back like 2 weeks ago. He's not here. Oh, Alexa says hi on a podcast, Justin. But anyway, don't interrupt me. I'm talking. But anyway, like I was saying, my brother goes, well, I said, and he was like, you sound like Kanye. I basically said in a nutshell, like, it's a bunch of people on social media trying to portray an image to other people who don't have their life together. And it's like, who are we trying to impress? Why are we trying to impress these people? For what? I sit here and I post a $6,000 Chanel bag to people who don't even have a $500 Michael Kors bag. What is that doing? Is that making me seem like I'm a better person than other people? No. Or look, I have, or if I have 26,000 to $28,000 showing off social media, what does that do? Like, I just never got the image of posting things I have. And it's so funny. I posted a picture when I went to Dubai to prove a point, and it went across everyone's head. I had like a YSL bag, I had two Gucci bags, I had a Balenciaga bag, and I had my Chanel bag. The only thing that was mine was the Chanel bag. But to prove a point, I posted a picture of all the bags to see if people would like it. And a bunch of people liked it and was like, oh, I want to be like you. I want to shop like this. And it's like, I didn't buy none of this stuff. I went to Dubai with seven other women, and that was their stuff that they bought. The only thing I bought was a bag, and I didn't even buy it. It was a gift. So it's like the image and the portrayal of social media to act like we have it all. I've seen people sit here and post Dior bags and Dior shoes to still hop over pissy elevators in the projects, or still sleep in a twin size bed at 30 in their mother's house. And it's like, you have the wrong priorities. Your priorities are fucked up for a lack of, you know, for a lack of, I forgot the word, but basically, you know, your priorities are fucked up for a lack of better term. And people don't get that. People just, oh, why are you hating? Why can't people have things? Why can't people be happy? It's like, one, for you to upkeep an image to impress others, that's kind of tired, especially if you're not getting money to portray an image. Cardi B, Beyonce, all these people are getting paid to show you an image. What are you getting paid to show? Nothing. What is your payment? 5,000, 6,000 followers on Instagram? That's nothing. A few reposts of your pictures, that's nothing. That is not equal to success. That is not equal to money. Really sit back and ask yourself, what did I do today to better myself? B, what did I do today to better myself and my future and my career? C, how did I work on my long-term goals today? D, how did I work on my short-term goals today? Like, what are you doing to better yourself? And every morning I wake up and I say, what am I going to do to work on bettering myself, and what am I going to do to work on to further my dreams of having my own show? And are there days where I'm imperfect and I don't work on anything? Of course. We have days where our mental health or what we feel is sufficient take over. There are some days I want to sit down and just sleep all day. Is that healthy? Not really, but if it gets my mind right and it recharges me, then what's the problem? Now, or there's sometimes where I'll be like, you know what? I want a glass of wine. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But the true question is, all right, I had my day where I just laid back and didn't do anything. Am I working double overtime tomorrow to accomplish my goals? Or am I going to do the same thing I did yesterday? And I feel like it's important to really challenge yourself all the time. We only have one life. Yes, I get it. YOLO. But what I don't understand is how people use that one life rhetoric to do the worst to themselves. Oh, I only live once. I'm only going to be young once. Let me drink till my liver is fucked up. Let me smoke till my lungs are fucked up. Let me just do everything now because I'm young. If you really time yourself right, why not have fun in your late 30s and your early 40s when you have your money and your life and your success together? Who says our 30s and 40s is when life is over? You understand what I'm saying? People sit here and put this clock on fun and put this clock on progression. And there's no clock on progression. Jeff Bezos was 30 with $10,000 in his bank account, praying for Amazon to take off. Oprah was 25 when she got fired from her job as a newscaster. At 27, Ellen was a waitress. You understand what I'm saying? Tina Fey was working at the YMCA at 30. It's like, yeah. So it's like, why quit on yourself when you don't know what tomorrow holds or when next week holds? My thing is, I'm going to work harder the next day and the next day and the next day because I don't know when my dreams are going to take off. And at the end of the day, there's people who come to me and they're like, I love your podcast. And it could be 30 people who listen to my podcast. Do you think that's going to stop me from ever recording? No, I might take a break. I might pause for a bit. But A, I love the way my voice. A, mute yourself. I'll pause or I'll write a blog. Like, a lot of things people don't know about me. Like, if I really sat down and gave a tale about myself, a lot of people would be shocked. But a lot of people don't know. Before I went into college, I was a writer. I was an actress. I did a bunch of stuff because I didn't know what path I was going to take. So I have my foot everywhere. Like, I did some acting classes, after school acting activities. I would write all the time. I'm actually in a process of writing a book on my life, but not using myself as a character. Basically writing about my life experience, but in the character of someone else. In a process of writing a script similar to The Office, but like an all black cast. And yeah, and you know, just but just trying to, I mean, they can't really steal my ideas because they don't know what it is. A black office is just the office with black cast. They don't know my ideas behind it. They just know it's like a black office. But there's so many things you can do with a black cast of a general consensus show. Nonetheless, I also do makeup. I'm learning how to do hair. That's kind of hard. Yeah, but I do makeup, and it's like, right, period. But it's like, I'm very multifaceted, and people don't realize, like, people just see, oh, you know, she has this many degrees, and she's this and that, but it's like, the reason I have these many degrees is because I have a talent behind it. It's not just me being a person who doesn't do. But yeah, getting in tune is really something everybody should do. It's important. It's something that's super important. And if I say anything, or if any podcast is super important, or if I want any takeaway from a podcast, it would be that. It would definitely be that. And people don't realize that being in tune is something that is important. I'm not just saying this for the benefit of myself or to say, oh, I told you so. But it's like, what do you have to lose by bettering yourself? What do you have to lose by deciding not to go to a party one weekend? Or what do you have to lose to decide, you know what, I'm not going to go out to eat, or I'm not going to eat this food, or I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to stray away from anything that's extra. You have nothing to lose by getting in tune with yourself and knowing who you are at all, at all. And also, like, I feel like people need to stop allowing what people on social media or what friends or circles have to say about your progression or what you're doing to better yourself. Because at the end of the day, who's gonna... At the end of the day, who's going to aid you? And like, that's what I don't like. I feel like we allow people to judge our lives or have a consensus or have an opinion. And it's like, You're not paying my bills. You're not improving me for the better. You're not helping me. You're just having an opinion. And it's like an asshole. Everybody has an asshole. How is that helping me? What is your opinion doing to better my life? Nothing. But then again, people don't realize that at the end of the day, this is how we strive. This is how we communicate. It's easier for a person to say, yo, I don't think this is right, or I don't like this, than it is for a person to say, I'm wrong within myself. I'm not together. How can I better myself, or how can I improve? And that's the thing. Like, it took me a long time, or it took me a few to really say, you know what, I want to do better, or I want to be better. And this was a conversation me and my brother had when we were both super high. And he was like, now I understand that we're high right now, but really listen to my words. And I just kind of laughed at him, because at first I'm like, Justin, like, you don't have to be a dad right now. Like, we're smoking. But I really took from his words and I listened. And he was like, you can do anything you want. The world is yours. You work hard. You work towards that dream and it's yours. And I'm like, nah, I know that. Of course, I'm going to be great. And he's like, no, you're just saying that. It sounds great. Your words sound like everything. But are you really going to work to be that better person? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm doing now. He's like, but you're not doing it. You're just saying you're doing it because it sounds good. What are you really doing to improve yourself in depth? And it really took me a minute to sit back and be like, you know what? What am I doing to further myself and not remain stagnant? And it took me time to think. But after really reassessing myself, and it's still a progress. You don't just get in tune with yourself in one day, one week, one month, even a year. It's a process that continues on and a change that keeps on going. Like, and it doesn't, and it steps. You don't just get in tune all at once. All your chakras don't align. You get in tune first physically. Then you get, well, honestly, right now I'm in tune mentally first before I am physically. But once you're in tune mentally, everything else will follow. You'll be in tune mentally. Then you'll be in tune physically. Then you'll be in tune with nature and with earth. And it just continues on. Then in tune with your heart. Then you're in tune with your stomach. You're in tune with what you say. Like, honestly, people don't realize, like, oh, spirit, like, chakras and crystals and all of that. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't believe it. But, like, that's something for people to believe in. And it applies. Like, it definitely works. My cousin had given me joy oil. Like I said, follow her, Anna Reads Tarots or BravoAnna_15. And when she gave me the joy oil, funny enough, I feel calm, or I feel serene, or I feel like I can take a step back and really say, you know what, get your shit together, or be appreciative of what you got going on. And that's just from oil. So it's like, and then when I feel low or I need a charge, I'll grab the crystal she gave me and I'll feel it for a little while, or I'll hold it. And I'll light candles to set an ambiance or set a mood. Because people don't realize that being in tune is more than just saying, I'm going to do better tomorrow, I'm going to do better the next day. It's actually doing it. And people don't realize that doing and saying are two different things. You have to do before you say. And that's a big trend. I could sit here and say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to the bank. But if I don't go to the bank, and then I just said it. You understand what I'm saying? But that's just the main consensus of getting in tune. Like, it's important to be in tune with yourself. Hi, Japan. but yeah, that's just basically my spiel today. I don't know what else to talk about. That's crazy. Usually I'd be chatting for like 45 minutes, but I feel like my podcasts are getting shorter and shorter. It'd be like 30 minutes now. And then a lot of them be like 5 minutes. If I just cut a track, 5 minutes is of me giggling. But I don't know. Let's see what ties in with being in tune. This is hard. I don't even know. Another thing that comes with being in tune, self-affirmations. It doesn't hurt to get in the mirror and tell yourself that you're beautiful, or that you're goal-oriented, or that you're driven, or that you're going to be better than yesterday. Self-affirmations and manifestation is super important, especially in this world. I mean, why does it hurt to tell yourself that you're a queen, or that you're gold, or that your future is bright? What are you losing by pouring into yourself? You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, more so, you would be gaining to pour into yourself versus losing. I also want to talk about politics. Politics are really tricky, and I feel like the past couple of weeks, I have been educating a bunch of people on social media about race and equality and civil rights, and it's been draining. Only because it's like, this is information that you can find online and in history books. But when you refuse to look up the history of others, it's like, it's a line. You don't realize it because you don't study it. And it's so funny because white history and white events were forced on us in elementary school and primary school up until high school. And white people won't even take the time out to see what occurred in Black history or what occurred to Black people during the same times. So it's just trying to educate people is, and then it's like, you're an idiot, you're dumb. And it's like, am I dumb? Am I really dumb with 3 degrees? Like, am I so dumb that they asked me to rewrite my thesis to include coronavirus because basically I saw into the future and said that there would be virtual learning and how podcasts are important because that's how learning is going to be. And that's literally what it is. So it's like, how am I dumb? You know, literally, how am I dumb? So just that, and just, you know, fighting with racists. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to think what else. Low key, not really an end times, because I wouldn't say that. I'm not God. I don't know when the world is going to end. But in a society where it feels like everything is falling apart, I would say don't bite the apple, Eve, like, realistically. Like, don't fall into any traps or anything that you'll regret later. Make sure you're staying in tune and make sure you're praising the right God and you're on the right side of the fence. Like, don't get me wrong, temptation is super, 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 super heavy these days, and God did instill free will, but you have to just be mindful about what's important. Like they say, and this is a quote I live by, I'd rather live my life on earth knowing that there's a God and living my life accordingly to find out there is none than to live my life thinking that there isn't a God to find out that there is one. And that's a quote I live by. Of course, I also live by no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And what's the other one? It's a Corinthians verse. Oh, what's for me will not pass me. So those are things I really live by. Oh, and que sera, sera as well. Whatever will be, will be. Like, those are like four quotes or four scriptures or four sayings that I really live by. And I feel like it's important to have sayings that you live by, or quotes or scriptures or affirmations or anything that aid in your everyday life, because life is hard and they don't tell you that. Life is something that's very trivial and tricky, and something that a lot of people don't realize is harder than it looks. And if I could tell my 18-year-old self what she would be expecting, like, now, I feel like my path wouldn't have been changed or nothing would be different, but I feel like I would be more knowledgeable going into my adulthood and going into life. And I feel like that's important. Super important. I don't really have anything else to say. My God. Oh, like, yeah. So last time I did a podcast, I was talking about my apartment, and I was running to see if my furniture got here. So now I have like a couch and a bed, and I got bar stools for my little kitchen nook, and like a projector and all of that for my living room. I still have to get a dining room set, but like the one I want is super expensive, and it's like, why have a dining room set when I have a table and like bar stools already where I can eat? And plus, nobody comes to visit me, so it's like I don't have to have a table to have guests over because nobody's coming to eat. So that's pretty cool. What else did I get? Oh yeah, I bleached my hair. I'm a blondie now, like fully blonde, which is pretty cool. Like I have the oodles and noodles hair. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, I haven't worn makeup in months. I haven't got my nails done in months. I haven't had a pedicure since March, which is sad. Yeah, the only thing I get done is like my eyebrows, which is cool, I guess. But my skin has been at its clearest that it, ever since I haven't been wearing makeup, so I can't be mad about that. I've really been taking time to worry about how my teeth and my face and my skin and my hair is. Because I'm not wearing, wigs or, I mean, my teeth are always important. It's not like I have fake teeth or anything, but that, okay, so that is one surgery I would get. I would definitely get my teeth done, but that's the only cosmetic surgery I would get. As far as like BBLs or lipo or tummy tucks or rhinoplasties or any of that, absolutely not, because no. But definitely would get my teeth done. And I was saying I would get LASIK too, but now I'm thinking about it. Contacts are pretty cool. Like I get to choose what I want to see. And like sometimes I like wearing glasses, so it works. Dang, what else could I talk about? I feel like that's really it. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like to keep my life pretty private, but I'm also like an open book, so it's like conflicting. Like, what else do I want to tell you, but what else do I want to keep hidden? It's like a conflict of interest. I mean, nothing really. Oh, if you want videos edited or a logo created or any help with like starting a business or anything, or like even like a social media calendar drafted with like a week of content on what you could write, just hit me up. Like, I'm pretty good with keeping busy and doing things. And no, I won't charge you, at least not for the first thing. I feel like, I can give back and aid my peers and some social media or some business info. And just in case you need credentials, I run a rugby team's social media, so I know how to do some branding, so don't doubt me. Yeah, I feel like that's really it. I don't really have much to say. Ugh, these podcasts always drain. Like, I gotta start coming up with topics. But I feel like everything is redundant. Like, I've talked about relationships, I talk about college, I talked about politics. Like, what else can I give my beautiful, warranted opinion on? I feel like there's nothing. But, like, if you can think or give me some ideas and topics, I definitely would be down to take them and definitely be down to talk about more stuff. I love to talk shit. Yeah. You know what I really want to do? I think I'm gonna do an episode where I just talk about conspiracy theories and if I debunk them, if I believe them, true or false. I think that would be pretty cool. That'll probably be my next topic. And if anybody wants to come on and give their opinion on a conspiracy theory, that would be pretty cool too. I mean, I guess you could call me via FaceTime or I could do it via Zoom. That would be pretty cool. And I could have visual for it as well. So I'm gonna start hitting a few people up to see if they want to talk about Pizzagate and 9/11 and, other things. But that's all for now. Thank you guys for listening. I feel like I spoke about a lot for almost 40 minutes. And yeah. Like I said, if you have any topics or any ideas, please email me. Please drop a comment. Please text me, whatever. Any way of contacting me, just let me know what you want to hear me talk about or give my opinion on. And yeah, also, if anybody is an artist or a brand or a business and they want to come on and promote their business, I would love to have you give your spiel about your business, especially if it's black owned, baby. But yeah, that's really it. And, you know, be blessed, y'all. Nothing but love. Of course, send it out. Listen to it. Comment. Whatever. Subscribe. Not yet. No YouTube yet. But I'm just practicing.